Good morning. Good morning, all you saints of God. I trust you're blessed this beautiful Sunday morning. You're listening to Firstus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. What a wonderful statement, you know. I mean, what a wonderful statement. If you work the Word will work in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. God watches over His Word to perform it. So there's over 32,000 promises in the Bible. Some are for the Jewish people, some are for the world, and then a lot of them are for the New Testament church, us believers. So God watches over His promises, and He's not a man that He should lie. He is faithful above all things. Amen. So I trust you're blessed this beautiful Sunday morning. This is our service, our Sunday morning service for April the 23rd, 2023. And in 2023, it's kingdom priority for me. Kingdom first in my order of importance. Nothing is more important than the kingdom of God in my life. Amen. Our daily scripture for the month of April is Nahum chapter 1, verse 7 in the Old Testament. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. God, the word tells us, the Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust Him. You know, I have some people that in our church and out of our church that they don't like it when I tell them, the Lord made me responsible for the sheep that attend our church, the sheep that submit to my authority as their pastor. I am the pastor of their souls, and I feed them spiritually. But if the people don't want nothing to do with me, I don't want nothing to do with them. I can't be taking care of sheep that don't belong to me. And that's what the Lord says. He is good to who? Those who trust Him. Well, if you don't trust the Lord, you know, don't blame Him for not taking care of you. He loves everyone. He's not a respecter of persons. It's not His will that any should perish. But it's the Word tells us that He loves a sinner from afar. John the Baptist came and he preached the gospel. The kingdom of God is here. But he preached repentance. The gospel is repentance. Stop doing what you want to do and start doing what God wants you to. Jeremiah 29:11, He's got a plan. God has a plan for your life. And if you're honest with yourself, His plan is better than your plan. So when we change our plans and start trusting God, He is our refuge in time of troubles. He cares. We can cast our cares on Him. We trust in the Lord with all our heart. And He will bless us. He watches over His Word. Amen. So again, this is our Sunday morning service for April the 23rd. Our Bible question this week. Our Bible question this week is, I was going to ask, how many books did Timothy write? How many books did Timothy write? But all you had to look at the table of contents in any book, in any Bible, and you'd see 1 Timothy and then 2 Timothy. So, of course, your answer would be, Timothy wrote two books, but the answer would be wrong. Timothy didn't write any books. The Apostle Paul wrote the letters to Timothy 1 and Timothy 2. I'm saying that because my questions aren't to try to trick you. My questions are for you to see, get the answer, but then see beyond the answer. I asked, who is Jesus' mother? And everybody said, Mary was Jesus' mother. And it's just those two little things that I want you to see beyond the answer. How does that question that Pastor Jesse said, how does it relate to me? Well, the answer was, you are His mother. You are His brother. You are His sister. We are the family of God. That's the answer that I want you to see. Yes, Mary was Jesus' mother, but who is His mother right now? You, me, us. We are the family of God. That's what I want you to see. So when I ask a question, you'll find the answer. But what's the answer that applies to you? So who wrote, how many books did Timothy write? It's got nothing to do with us. It doesn't affect us because he didn't. So it's not a trick question. But our question this week is, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, the city asked, who is this? Who is this? Some yelled, Hosanna to the Son of David. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And others said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." So our question this week is, who did Jesus represent coming into Jerusalem on a donkey? Amen. Who did Jesus represent coming into Jerusalem on a donkey? And I'll give you the second part. No, never mind. I'll give you the answer. I'll give you the answer tomorrow. But Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey. Who did Jesus represent coming into Jerusalem? That's our question. Amen. All right, this is our Sunday morning service. So our message this morning is enduring trials. Enduring trials. You know, Jesus, he didn't curse us. He was warning us, in this world, you're going to have tribulations. I mean, and like I said last week, storms come to all of us. Our faith is challenged almost daily. Amen. So we're going to go through stuff. But this week, we're looking at enduring trials. Some ministers believe that the United States will turn around. Everything's going to get better. And it's possible. It's possible. But I believe that things are going to get worse before they get worse. I mean, the transgender, the homosexual agenda, the liberals, things are going to get worse before they get worse. And maybe they'll, other nations have turned around. I mean, look at Nineveh. Jonah went and preached the gospel, and man, the nation turned around. Other nations. So we have an example that maybe the U.S. can't turn around. But we need to learn how to endure trials, because things are going to get worse before they get worse. Enduring trials. And I'm using the Apostle Paul as an example. The Apostle Paul endured trials. I mean, more than any one of us could ever imagine. How could Paul endure such difficult trials? Remember we talked about the thorn in the flesh with the Apostle Paul? And the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for you." And that was the last time. That was the last time Paul ever asked. The last time Paul, the Apostle Paul, ever asked God to help him, to heal him, to something. He knew, "Your grace is sufficient. You'll never give me anything more than I can handle. Your strength is manifest in my weakness. For me to live is Christ." I mean, he went on and on and on and on. How could Paul endure such difficult trials? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. The Apostle Paul wrote the Ephesian church, and he says, "When you've done all you can, when you've done all you can to stand, stand." The Apostle Paul endured difficult trials because he didn't quit. He knew the Lord was with him. He knew the Lord would deliver him. He knew God was going to give him the victory through whatever circumstances he faced. So this morning, how are you and I going to endure difficult trials? We endure difficult trials when we don't quit, when we trust the Lord that he's going to bring us through. This is the victory that overcomes the world. So our message this morning is enduring trials. Enduring trials. 1 Corinthians 10:13, listen, the Lord always provides a way of escape. He always warns his people. So either, there's three things. Either you're in a trial right now, either you're coming out of a trial right now, or you're going into a trial right now. It's not funny. It's not funny, especially when you're in the middle of a trial. But you have to trust the Lord. You have to. What does he say? He is a refuge in times of trouble. To who? To those who trust the Lord. Amen. To those who trust the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, God always makes a way of escape. I call this the great escape. So if you're in the middle of a trial this morning, come expecting your great escape. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your great escape. So how do we endure difficult trials? Matthew 24:13. Endure till the end. and you shall be saved. Endure. We continue. Man, we hold on. We stick and stay. We know the Lord's going to pay. We don't quit. Amen. We stay on the blessing line till it's our time. We don't lose. We win here and we win there. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:3. Endure hardness like a good soldier. Well, what happens if you don't endure hardness? You're a bad soldier. I mean, the gospel is simple, church. The gospel is simple. If we just do what the word tells us to do, we're going to get what Jesus promises to give us. How you endure depends if you succeed or fail. Endure hardness like a good soldier. How you endure trials, difficult trials, it depends on your success or failure as a Christian. How many of us know endurance is not easy? Endurance is not easy, but God will deliver us, He will save us, and the Holy Spirit will bring us through any trial. Are you hearing me this morning, church? Are you hearing me? Our faith is challenged daily, every day. The devil tempted Jesus. He's not going to give up with you and me. And he's going to throw all kinds of obstacles, all kinds of hurdles. He's going to challenge our faith, but God will deliver us. God will save us, and the Holy Spirit will direct us and guide us through any trial. Luke 1:37, nothing is too impossible for our God. Jesus will bring you through any trial. Trust Jesus, you'll see. He's got all the power you need. It takes courage and it takes faith. Do you remember that song? I mean, I love that song. It takes courage, it takes faith. But trust Him, you'll see, He's got all the power you need. Faith begins in our hearts. When we believe the Word of God will change our life, amen? When we believe the Word of God will change our life, that faith, Jesus enters into the situation, and with Him, the equation always wins. Always wins, amen? In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, I know sometimes people think that faith is a special gift. Somebody has more faith than me. Romans 12:3 says, God has given you the measure of faith. He has given you enough faith for your life, for you to face difficult trials, for you to get victory. Don't look to somebody else's faith. Their faith is enough and sufficient for them. God has given you a measure of faith. And every believer has a measure of faith. You know how much a measure is? Do you know every believer has a measure of faith? Do you know how much a measure is? That's enough faith to you to get victory through and endure all things. 2 Timothy 2:10, endure all things. So you and I can do it. It's doable. God wouldn't ask us to do the impossible. He asks us to do the possible, and He does the impossible. You have enough faith. You have enough faith in you this morning. This morning, you have enough faith to succeed. But you may not be using all of it. You may not be using enough of it. Jesus tests us, and the devil tempts us. James 1:13 tells us that God doesn't tempt us. Jesus tests us because there is a trial coming. The devil wants to turn the test into a temptation. Matthew 4:1, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted. Do you remember back in school, whenever you were in school? Some of you may be in school today. But you remember in school, did the teacher ever give you a test on a subject that they didn't cover? No. The teacher would give you a test on material that had been covered. So James 1:13 tells us God does not tempt us. God has nothing to do with sin. He's got nothing to do with anything evil. So if we sin, if we stumble, we can't blame God for that. Where does temptation come from? Temptation comes from the devil. James 1:14 says, from within our own lusts. So the source of our sin is within us. That's our problem. The devil can only arrange the temptation. But if we're sinning, it's our own fault, and the devil wants us to blame somebody else. Jesus tests us. He tests us, but the enemy is the one that that tempts. Amen. If you're going through a trial, how do you act? How you act if you're going through a trial determines if you're going to pass a test, you'll pass the trial. If you fail the test, guess what? You're going to fail the trial. How do we endure difficult trials? Romans 7:6. We've been released from the law to serve in the new way of the Spirit, the new way with all our hearts and minds. We need to listen. We need to listen. We need to hear and obey what the Holy Spirit instructs us to do. We're new creatures. Our minds have been renewed. How do we endure trials? Man, we follow the Holy Spirit. We lead the Holy Spirit. He'll warn us of pending in danger. If we're in danger, he'll show us how to get out of it. How many of you have ever had more? How many of you have ever have more than you need? Carefully follow the terms of the covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. So the key to enduring difficult trials is we do our part. We do our part, whether we're going into a trial, whether we're coming out of a trial, whether we're in the middle of a trial. The key to enduring trials is do your part. What did the Lord tell you to do? And then we do our part, and then God does his part. But Jesus warned us, we're going to have tribulations, John 16:33. We're going to have tribulations. Amen? So what does that mean? That means that there will always be trials. Small, medium, large, some very large. Amen. I don't mean to laugh. Believe me, we all have trials. Some small, some medium, some large, and some of us. Oh, God bless us. Lord, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, hallelujah. How does our faith work all the time? We draw closer to God. We get a greater relationship with our Heavenly Father. Hebrews 7:18 says, draw closer to God. Now we have a better hope, a better life, a better way of living. The pressure is on all the time. But we have the key to living without pressure. Isn't that good? How we endure difficult trials. Because we know God, how can we live just for the blessings from God when the ultimate blessings of his presence is always available? I am with you. The kingdom of God is within you. And it's because of the blessings of the presence of God, because of the blessings that are available, we can have all the blessings that we need to endure any trial. Carefully follow the terms of the covenant so that you and I may prosper. How do we endure trials? Until we take responsibility for our sin, the problem cannot be fixed. 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Amen. All unrighteousness. So what's our solution to temptation? Remember God's character. Whatever is good, perfect, comes to us from God our Creator. Amen. The solution to temptation, wherever you're tempted, temptation is not a sin. You can be tempted and not sin. Jesus never sinned. So the solution to temptation is remember God's character. Remember his word, Philippians 4:8. Remember to think on things. Remember on the word of God. Amen. Jesus in Mark 4:34 says he expounded all things to his disciples. Amen. So the solution to temptation is remember God's character, remember his word, and remember God's plan for your life. He always makes a way of escape. God will help us. He'll turn moments of temptation into opportunities for triumph. Hallelujah. Amen. Enduring trials. What's the key to enduring trials this morning? Realize God is up to something with you. Realize that the devil wants you to fail, and it's in that realization that we find the key to overcoming trials. Amen. Hebrews 11:6. It's impossible to please God. So how do we please God? We please God by faith. Our faith gets stronger and stronger whenever it's tested, realizing God is up to something in your life with a plan, and that plan will make the difference between you being on top of the trials or your trials being on top of you. We can endure trials better when we know God's will and His purpose. And if we're going through trials, we're totally in the dark. Amen? So we have to trust. We know that God's will is for us to be more than conquerors. So we can endure. We can endure difficult trials. If you're going through a trial this morning, know that God has already given you the necessary data to pass a test. I know some of you are saying, Pastor, I can't remember the data. I can't remember the data. That's why you listen to the Daily Bread. Some of you, that's why you attend church. You fellowship with the saints. You read your Bible. You read a devotional. You spend time with our Heavenly Father. We should desire intimacy, a relationship, a close relationship with God more than we should desire His blessings. Psalm 61:2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. God is our personal creator, and He wants to be our shepherd, to provide and to protect for us. Your wonders to me, the psalmist said, are too numerous to count. Psalm 45. Look at your life. We're so blessed. We're so blessed to be alive, especially in this country. Psalm 40, verse 5 says, your wonders towards me are too numerous to count. Well, I can't count them. I can't count them. Can you? Our Bible question this week is who? Who did Jesus represent when He came into Jerusalem on a donkey? I'll have the answer for you tomorrow. A reminder about our missionaries. Amen. We gave you an update, Pastor Rose and I. So just do your part and it'll get done. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:18. Every member has a part to play. Hallelujah. Amen. Heavenly Father, this morning in Jesus' name, I call your people greatly blessed, highly favored, prospering with unexpected blessings from you and from man. I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, overflowing wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus, you and First His Kingdom, you are never alone. Never alone. God is always with you. Stay connected, and we'll always agree with your decree. I'll be with you tomorrow night. Enjoy your Sunday. Amen.